Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Fake news. Again, that is Hans Zimmer who does the opening song for us.
Yeah.
And he, well, he contracted it. For those of you watching this on YouTube right now, looks like I'm talking to two Dans here.
Yeah, this is my clone.
Yeah. This is a...
Well, that's not going
to work.
If you can see this at home right now, Jesse's got a cardboard cutout head of Dan.
This coffee is shit.
She's just protesting the fact that her face isn't on the logo.
I actually do want my face on this, but in like the nostril, really, really small.
Really tiny.
I'm going to put you right in the
peeking
pupil.
Out of it.
I'm going to put you in the pupil.
Yeah,
of my
just
eye.
Like coming out of the nostril.
It's going to be like pointillism, you know, where a bunch of smaller pictures make larger pictures. But it's going to be just me and then one pointillist picture of you that you need a microscope to see.
Like an 80s sitcom?
Yes.
Where, you know, you're looking, trying to find the sailboat inside the fucking.
Yep.
I never saw those pictures, man. Never
The magic eye stuff?
Yeah.
What does that say
You're talking about Mallrats there.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Mallrats, and I'm talking about the first Dave Matthews album. They did that. And, you know, obviously as a kid, that was a big one.
It was on the cover of the album?
Correct. And it was supposed to be, you're supposed to see a peace sign on it.
What did you see?
I've never seen anything but just green shit. It just looks like, you know.
I think that's a patience thing. What do you think?
Yeah, psychologically, do you know the answer to that?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm surprised. That's the first thing you don't know.
It has something to do with binocular vision, right? Like there's a point out in front of your face where both eyes are focused at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then like there's blind spots in there and shit. I'm sure that's part of it.
And I think probably IQ, right? Don't you think?
Oh, man. Don't try to sneak in subtle digs at his intelligence with me. I know you guys are on the rocks, but don't use me as a fucking prop, Jesse. But yeah, he's
drink up, Dan.
I am really smart, Jesse, and I will not be talked to like that. I will not be talked to like that. This is a serious news show we are hosting.
Sorry.
We're doing the news for the world the only way that they will get the correct information or incorrect, because
we don't care.
We really don't know.
No. We know. We don't
we
fact
know.
Check.
We just don't care.
And we get a call from our ad agency bitching about us reading ad. They said, hey, are you guys going to be a real news team?
Yeah.
You better read an ad between stories like real news. And I was like, don't you fucking test me, because I will goddamn do that. And you're not going to be happy with those results.
We're trying something new today. We had a super serious show yesterday with Graham Allen.
We did, yeah.
And it's people are enjoying it. I hope it adds to the conversation and doesn't stop people from talking. I hope that's the goal. But anyways, we're going to do something a little different today and get a little weird.
Yeah.
So.
We always do.
Yeah.
We always do. This show, by the way, was kind of a happy accident. You invented it, and we just kind of just started doing it, and people like it, so we just keep fucking doing it.
Yeah, I think we knew in the beginning, like Evan really wanted to do this too when he was still on the show, because he just likes talking about topical shit.
Yeah.
But we knew, I think, that it was going to do well. Because people like hearing about stupid bullshit. And then
fucked up shit.
Jared's out of town. He's in the middle of fucking Idaho with no cell service right now. So unfortunately, he's not on a day.
He will be back, yes.
He'll be back next week. Next week or the week. I
forget.
Know. Yeah.
Those guys go on whitewater rafting trips that last a lifetime.
Yeah, I think this one's only 4 days.
Oh.
Oh, is it?
But we'll see.
Where's he going after?
But we'll see.
You know where he's going? I think he's going to do something with Travis Pastrana in fucking Salt Lake City.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
For him. I mean, if he doesn't die, usually if he hangs out with Travis in a normal location, it usually goes pretty well. But if he goes to Maryland to Pastrana Land,
it does not end well.
Often he comes back with back and neck injuries.
Yes. So, yes. No, and that's real.
The truth, yeah. We'll see what happens.
Absolutely real. Yeah.
Like sometime in late 2017, he couldn't move his neck for like a month and a half.
I'm
like, dude, you're all right. He goes, yeah, I'm good. I'm like, doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good. 1-2. I don't know how Travis is still alive.
No one knows.
And because the rest of his buddies,
yeah,
you know, a lot of them have been on the show. They're all fucked up.
Like Tommy doesn't even do stunts anymore.
Can't do stunts. Yeah. Those guys get all fucked up doing that shit. But today, the only fucked up thing we're gonna talk about is the fake news.
Yeah, this stuff is totally real that we're about to say.
It is real, but it could also not be real. First up, mysterious objects spotted in the background of an ISS feed. Then NASA cut the live feed.
Yeah, this is the International Space Station.
Correct.
Right? So there's a live feed on the ISS all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when this happened. I think it may have been a few years ago, actually. But somebody finally analyzed all the footage. And you can see this image. And it almost looks like, it doesn't look like quote-unquote space junk. It doesn't look like a satellite. And it's not round like a celestial body usually is. Like if it was debris from a rocket or something like that, usually they have a particular shape. It had some weird like W or M shape to it and then points of light on it. It was super weird. And then all of a sudden the feed goes blue.
Yeah, and they cut it.
Yeah. Whew. What are they hiding is what I want.
James, you want to tell them what they're hiding?
What?
Aliens, brother.
No. There's a guy out there that thinks a scientist out there who believes that there are spacecraft that regularly visit the International Space Station to check up on what the human race is up to.
Nope.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I'm all in on this. I'm all in. I believe that's true. And the more and more, again, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The more and more that footage keeps coming back from all these other planets
that are
out there. You know, these other Earths is what they're calling them, where it's identical to Earth.
But exoplanets.
Yeah, we can't reach them for 20 years. And I know Facebook has sent cameras and things out there already to get the footage. Yes, I think that's totally real. Because if I look at it this way, if we were evolved and we knew there was other planets out there, our government would be sending shit to check up on these planets all the time to make sure they weren't going to do any fucked up shit.
It's intergalactic espionage. Yeah. What it is. So look, I don't know why you're laughing.
She can't do it.
I don't know why you're laughing. This is serious shit.
Intergalactic espionage?
Yeah, it's just it's intelligence collection is all it is. Anyways, forget about this naysayer over here. The human race, as it is genetically right now, is about 180 to 250,000 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah, give or take.
We don't know, really, but something like that. The technological age, we're about, 150 years into it?
Mm-hmm.
Harnessing electricity happened very recently. You know,
well, for the planet, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these other civilizations that are closer or older than we are, that are, it's hard to explain because space time all expands at the same time. There's no center of the universe. We're all where we always were after inflation happened, and we're just getting further apart.
Yeah.
However, relax. Yeah. Relax. So
she's looking at the center of the universe.
I'm just listening.
You know?
I'm just listening.
There are civilizations out there that are probably in the billions of years old. right?
I believe so.
No, it's not about belief or not. That is very, very likely. Like it would be super unlikely that that's not the case.
Right, but when you say the word likely, it mm-hmm. means there's one way or the other. We don't have evidence yet.
No, not yet. But I mean, we have ontological evidence. Like it makes sense that that would be the case, and it would require some. Like we know even about humanity on Earth. We have a yellow star that's a main sequence star, and it's going to be around for another several billion years. So that's what the habitable zone means. A main sequence star that provides enough sunlight to create liquid water on the surface.
Right.
That's what it means. Excuse me. So there are civilizations out there that should be, quote unquote, should be,
yeah.
In the billions of years old, you're telling me that they haven't figured out how to warp space-time yet? Like, if you can create enough gravity, you can warp space-time and travel faster than light. That's an Einstein-Rosen bridge. There's all kinds of fucking shit out there.
Yeah.
So there's no reason that they wouldn't be, like, we have no way of conceiving of this shit.
No.
What kind of technology they may have. So forget about these heathens.
I like how Jesse's giving you the Biden look, mm-hmm. The Biden to Kamala Harris look. Where
it's just
she's
a straight on. While you're trying to talk, right? No, and all of that is cool.
Yeah, yeah. You don't believe in any of this stuff because you haven't seen it, right?
You believe that
again?
I
do believe they exist. I don't believe that they have been here once.
Not one single time.
No.
Why?
No. When were you? When
because
were,
I
your,
don't
your
think,
brain. By the way,
and again, my brain is also a lot smaller. And I think women's brains are, right?
They're two-thirds the size of a man, yeah.
So I just don't have the capacity to even fathom any of that. My brain, literally, when you start talking about all that stuff, it shuts down. A, and then B, well, I think I already said A and B and then three. A, B, and three is how it goes, I think.
So there's
But I think that I think it's stupid to think that there isn't exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Some kind of civilization somewhere else. I just do not believe that they have been here yet because I just don't think that we are trusted to not completely tell everyone that.
Well,
yeah, like,
You're presuming that we would know that they've been here. Like, I'm not saying that an alien spacecraft has landed and fucking
and there's an alien that they're keeping fucking hostage at the Area 51. Well, is
look,
that what you're saying?
I don't know if there is or not, but if there is one there, we're going to fuck
You're it. Obviously clapping cheeks,
yeah.
But...
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about alien life being somewhere in the proximity of Earth. I think it's likely that that's
and
happened.
And you think they would have been in the proximity but not landed?
I think they could have been in the proximity and we wouldn't know about it because of
and
advanced
technology.
And that's
convenient.
It is convenient, yeah. You're right.
For all of it.
That's true.
So it's fine.
By the way, a fun fact yesterday, Bernie Sanders was on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And Bernie Sanders says, if elected, is Joe Rogan pressed him on it. Yeah. If elected, will you tell us if there's aliens? And he goes, yeah, I will.
Oh, God.
I will tell.
But here's the other thing.
I thought
you're
Trump would have done that.
Yeah. You're saying, wouldn't we go and if we could
we
check up?
We absolutely would, yes.
Don't you think, can you see us going and checking up and not landing and fucking trying to check shit out?
I'm not saying they haven't landed. I'm saying we're not aware of their presence. Look, we do intelligence operations under the radar all the time, all over the world, always. We're doing okay. them in space right now.
Right.
So not like on other planets, but we're looking at other countries from space right now. So yeah, of course we're doing that. Like they could have put...
And not landing and not trying to take over some shit.
Why would they want to take this shit over? It's the same reason that we wouldn't want to take over fucking North Korea. Because then you got to govern that bitch.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
That.
It's too much work.
Yeah.
It's too much work.
No, it's just intellectual curiosity and to see if we're a threat. We're clearly not. We're too technologically limited to be a threat to anybody outside of our solar system.
I can't wait till Jesse wakes up in the middle of the night.
I know.
The swings.
Look, me neither.
The swing on our child's playground in the backyard. And she's like, hey, are the kids in bed? Because it sounds like there's somebody outside on the swing. I go and check on the kids, and then I go out to the backyard, and there's just an alien enjoying a nice swing in the middle of the night.
I want that, too. I want actual hard evidence that my brain can handle. Process. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because this other thing of like, you don't know, they come, but nobody's seen them, only crazy people, blah, blah, blah. That's not working for me.
Sorry, let me stop right there. We also can't see neutrinos or a Higgs boson particle, but we know they exist.
Obviously, and I know all of what you just said. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Neutrino is a massless particle that travels through blah, blah, blah.
No, you bet. You bet. Absolutely.
Higgs boson is the particle that gives everything mass.
I just said I know all of it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Dan. So, Jesus Christ.
It's like, and now you're explaining
Listen,
it again. There are so
she owns it in hardback.
There are 40 billion habitable planets in the Milky Way.
Believe
alone.
It. I know that.
And there's
it's
two
not about believing.
There's 2 trillion additional galaxies in the known universe.
Absolutely. My brain, a little bit, part of it just shut down when you said that, but I'm trying to open it back up.
I can't
up.
Do that math either. Honestly.
I'm trying to open it back up to keep an open mind, right? And a man mind.
Here's why the government will never release this is because of people like Jesse.
Because I can't handle
it. No. And I don't think I think 99% of Americans couldn't handle the knowledge of something like that because it would drive too much fear into their day-to-day life. 1, 2, it would completely nuke their religion.
That part true. The first part I don't agree with. So
you think people? I think you give people too much credit.
No, I think
for people
are
smart.
Fucking dumb as shit.
So okay. Do I.
However, they're super good at rallying against a common enemy, and all we have to do is say, "Hey, we know for a fact aliens exist, and they might be a threat. We need to come together as a planet and do something about it." That would immediately improve the state of our planet.
Yeah, but Tom DeLong has been saying that for
a long time.
Tom DeLong is a fucking retard.
No, he's the lead singer of Blink 182.
And he told us that the government has chosen him to
be.
Yeah, no, I got it. I know what he said. Yeah, and what I said stands. He is a retard.
Well, he's also the lead singer of Blink 182,
wow.
So we should.
Interesting that you would say that.
Take him more seriously, Dan. Yeah, yeah.
With his degrees in smoking weed and eating Cheetos,
tells a lot about your character, Dan.
You know what's really important?
What's that?
Is the Drinker Bros cruise?
Ah.
Oh.
God damn it, man! I can't wait. I post
somebody better
in there.
Than him. Danny Warstop.
Yes.
I know.
Will be on the cruise with us.
He will, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the best in the biz, by the way.
Yeah.
Got to hang out with him. You guys probably heard this episode. I did an interview with him live in Akron, Ohio. We happened to be in Ohio at the same time.
Yeah. You were there for a baseball game, right?
No. A friend of mine has got cancer.
Oh, that's right.
So he's doing cancer treatments at the Cleveland, that Mayo Clinic up there.
Yeah.
And so afterwards, I took him to a baseball game, the Indians game after the treatments. And Danny hit me up and was just like, hey, man. I'm in Akron. Why don't you pop on down? And so I went down, got to interview him. That was the first time I got to see him do acoustic shit live.
Yeah, he's really good acoustic.
Yeah, because we had done another gig with him. Yeah, down in Jacksonville. But because Asking Alexandria is a fucking heavy metal band.
Yeah.
I did not know that he was also an acoustic
I think he actually likes
singer.
Doing the acoustic stuff more. That's what I've heard.
He likes doing both. Look, they're both completely, totally different. Mm-hmm. He's just so fucking talented that it wouldn't matter if he was doing acoustic or metal. I love all of it all the way around. And yes, he will be on the cruise. You can go to drinkingbros.com and get in on that cruise. It's in a month. The only reason we're saying this is a bunch of people got deployed with Iran's fuckery. So there is some spots available. Yeah. Go to drinkingbros.com. The cruise is the 12th to the 17th. Leaves out of Galveston, 16. Texas.
12 through 16. Yeah. So there's 2 reasons I brought up. One was that there's still tickets available. We want you guys to come hang out with us.
Yeah.
The second reason is that several Drinking Bros have brought up a really good point, and that is that the cruise is technically about 2.5 weeks before ass eating starts, and they've asked. Yeah.
They've asked.
They've asked for a special dispensation.
Yep.
To start ass eating season earlier, and I can't remember who it was, but somebody DM'd me and they came up with the idea. I don't want to take credit for this idea because I think it's brilliant.
Sure.
But it's the ass eating preseason.
Ah.
Oh.
So you're more careful. You don't want to risk injury.
Correct.
Right? You don't keep your starters in the whole game.
Yo, you definitely don't.
But you definitely play the 4 games.
You have to. So, you have to. So for those of you who aren't familiar with ass eating season, the dates of it, it's October 1st. Through May 1st, obviously.
That's right, yeah. And it's because of temperature and humidity.
Temperature
and
humidity
like
have a lot to do with it. He's got a great point, though. You're in international waters. We are all together. And if you want to eat ass on the cruise and it's with others who listen to the show, yes, that is a place to do it, and we will allow it.
Here's what I would say. We will allow it. Yeah, we've actually been talking about this for 2 weeks now.
Yep.
We're going to allow it before Cozumel.
Yes.
After Mexico, I don't ever.
No. Yep. Because we dock in Mexico.
Just want to say.
It is not allowed after that. Mm. So you do not want to eat ass.
Listen, at your own risk.
Taco Tuesday.
Right?
Well, we're not accepting any of the responsibility for any of this shit.
No.
However, definitely don't eat ass after you take a day trip to Mexico.
To Mexico.
That's bad news for everybody.
Because here's what happens. You end up getting drunk at the bars, and then you're going after street meat.
Yes.
Down in Mexico, which is probably some form of cat or dog.
Yes.
Good shot of that, right?
Good shot, yeah.
Then you get back on the cruise. Maybe you've been hanging out with someone, you know, on that day trip in Cozumel. You know, somebody was bopping you on the head with one of those little clown horns and then making you do shots, feeding shots in your mouth, and then shaking your head around. You had some street meat. You go back on the boat, and you're like, man, now would be the time to eat ass. You would be incorrect in that assessment. Yep. You could end up with a whole face and mouth full of shit.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want that. And then you're on a cruise.
Surprise.
Those rooms on the cruise are smaller than a hotel room in Vegas or something like that. So,
I mean, I usually, if I get dysentery on a cruise, I usually just go to the pool on the top deck.
Yeah.
And just hang out in the pool. The
whole time. Let it flow.
Let it brown. Let it brown.
It's like a water birth.
So you may eat ass on the cruise. You cannot do it once the boat docks in Mexico.
Right.
Because then all bets are off.
By the way, have your passport if you want to get off and on the fucking boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's how it works.
I'm getting mine expedited.
Expedited. Anyway. Yeah.
Renewed. I already had one.
Yeah.
Passports.
I actually waited. Mine expires in November, but I waited because of the cruise because I just don't trust the government to get shit done fast.
And I'm scared a little bit. Yeah. And then what are we going to do about me possibly getting trafficked?
Jesse's worried about getting sex trafficked.
Look, down there. We're young features.
We're going to try to get the best deal possible. I believe is how it works, right?
So do I just stay on the boat? I'm just really worried because.
Pigtails.
Yeah.
You're saying hide in plain sight. You're saying hide in plain sight.
You're saying you guys
pushed me around in the stroller.
No. I didn't. I'm not hearing you right. So you're trying to get sex trafficked or trying to avoid getting sex trafficked?
I'm trying to avoid it.
Oh, God. Don't wear fucking pigtails then. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Obviously, Dan.
Well, who even said that?
You.
Make her look younger, Dan.
Yeah. Sex trafficked? Worried about it? Pigtails.
Jesse's
stroller,
worried because she has
shorty
younger features. Yeah.
From far away, I look young. Do you know what I mean? And that's when they're looking. You know what I mean?
Really good skin.
Right.
They're going to confuse you for that actress. What's her name?
Christine Applegate?
No, the black one.
Ah, Octavia Spencer.
Yes, Octavia Spencer.
Sure.
From a distance.
From a distance, yeah.
So.
Sure. So we'll see what happens, but hashtag pray for Jabes.
Yeah, pray for Jabes.
Pray for Jabes.
Let's keep her an American.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
And alive.
And
American
alive.
American and alive.
Because she wants
not
to go home and sleep in a ghost bed from ghostbed.com.
Oh, blammo.
/drinking bros. Ghostbed.com/drinking bros is our chief sponsor.
If you're going to be eating ass,
do it on a ghost bed. Do it on a fucking ghost bed.
Make sure
obviously
you get that
on the cruise. I don't believe.
The cooling.
Yeah.
We need the cooling protective.
I'm going to bring my ghost pillows on the cruise for sure. I'll be packing them. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I'm not.
A lot of people do, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping on some raggedy ass pillow. There's no way.
It's Carnival. It's
nice.
Not going to be raggedy.
I mean, come on.
It's a really nice ship.
Look, if it's not ghost bed, I don't sleep on it.
It's not like we're traveling in Captain Ron's boat. You know what I'm saying?
We should.
Like, we're on a really fuck boat, is what I like to call it, for that cruise. And hopefully it'll be stacked full of ghost beds, but I doubt it. I don't believe they have a deal with them.
No, if somebody gets pregnant, by the way, on the cruise, I'll come to the birth.
Ah, will you deliver?
I always deliver the child. Deliver.
Blammo.
No, I will not deliver the child. I'm not certified for that, but I will watch and I will give notes. No, I'm not going to give notes. I'm going to watch like it's a fucking sporting event. I'm going to bring two or three of my buddies. We're going to get drunk as shit.
Whenever I watch a live pregnancy, I'm the guy who always screams out, "Is it breech?
Yeah,
is it breech?
Or you gotta know if it's breached.
Or you can act like one of those fans who doesn't really know what's going on. Like the people, whenever hockey first came to the South, I used to go to the Carolina Hurricanes games a lot. And they're like, that's a foul. I'm like, there's no fouls in hockey. Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. That's foul. What I do. I heckle the doctor. I'm like, you're not even Indian. Doctors are Indian now.
Don't you know that? We don't allow whites to be doctors.
I take a Wang or a Habibi, and that's it.
That's it. I'm the same way. I only trust Asian or Indian doctors working on me. I really do.
That's where a stereotype can save your life.
Fuck yeah, it can. And I'm buying into it, brother.
Yeah.
I want to live forever. I want to live forever.
No. Okay.
Go to ghostbed.com / drinking bros that. And sleep forever on a mattress.
Oh, my God.
If you're military or first responder, 15% off forever. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, click it, and everything in the store is 15% off.
Yeah.
They know that 80% of our listeners are first responders
or military.
Or military. And they've done that for us. And as always, 36 months, pay as you go program at ghostbed.com.
You're actually right about that.
/ drinking brew.
You're right about that. When we first started with them, that wasn't the case. But after working with us for a couple of years, they made that 15% off for military and first responders.
They did. They actually reached out and said, hey, this is an honest story. This is a true news real quick. They actually reached out and they said, hey, how do we help you? I know the president and all the higher ups are all like military families and all that other stuff. And they're like, hey, how do we help you guys? And I was like, hey, man, if you really want to help out, here's, you know, the percentage of our listeners. This would be awesome for them. So it'd be great because a mattress is a big ticket item. This takes about, and you know, $200 off a fucking mattress. So
yeah,
it's great. Shout out to Ghostbed. Next up, hot story. Study finds a causal link.
Causal.
Ooh.
A what?
A causal?
Causal link, like causation.
It's spelled like casual.
No, it's not.
That's very similar.
It is close,
did he say casual?
Yeah, I did. I did. It looked like casual.
So do I need to
look, I'm dumb
myself
too.
Or are you
peeking
over
my beehole here?
Which, how's it going to go?
Look, punk. I'm gonna live forever. That'll never happen. a causal link between erectile dysfunction and poor work productivity and quality of life. No shit, right?
Yeah. I don't know what... This is like that study that they did to find out that cow farts are adding methane to the...
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
We know.
Obviously, that's the case.
If you have a flaccid penis all day long and can never get hard...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to affect your fucking life, bro.
Look, everything that... All of civilization, like the reason we buy all this dumb shit and work hard to buy cars and houses is because of pussy.
That's it.
Whatever your gets your dick up.
Yeah,
or
buttholes.
Or buttholes or
absolutely.
Any other
that
legal.
Part. We'll get to that in a second.
Pregnant dogs.
Okay. Pregnant
anyway,
dogs.
Anyway, but yeah.
Whatever gets you
look,
off.
Whatever is legal.
Which trimester, though, for the pregnant dog?
Third.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be third. You got to have that belly drag on the carpet.
This is why you and I, before every show, we talc up.
Yep.
From the bottom.
Powder up.
Don't pull your talc from the top. You don't get the undercarriage. You got to fucking lift the nuts and talc up from the bottom.
Correct.
Just get it
everywhere.
That's just the mechanics.
I cup it. Yep.
Yeah, that's like my mechanics. You antique your own nutsack.
Correct.
So yeah, got it. Yes. So we talc up and then we take Roman before every show.
Every single show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And that's why we're so happy.
It is, yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm happy or not.
Everybody,
but I'm
by
definitely
the way,
erect.
That's why he's so happy.
So inside the Drinking Bros Facebook group, which is private, but anybody can join. So please sign up for Drinking Bros on Facebook. It's a crazy fucking group. One, two. A lot of people have been buying Roman and getting fucking boners.
We
and
get DMs like every day,
writing their stories. I just read one yesterday.
So funny. Yeah, I saw that one too.
So fucking funny, man. Are they a sponsor on here?
They are
today. Yeah.
Here's another piece of information. The American College of Cardiology found that men who have suffered heart attacks and as a result of their heart attack have erectile dysfunction and start taking Roman or other, you know, ED drugs, they are at less risk for future heart attacks. Plus, you got a hard dick. So
really,
that's definitive information.
What do you think that is?
It just regulates your blood flow.
Is it blood flow? Okay,
yeah.
So it makes you less prone to heart attack and heart disease, man. It's like you got a... I don't see... Where's the problem here? You got a big, hard dick, and you're not going to die.
You know, I think if you stuff it in the wrong place, maybe not get
stuff your dick or the pill?
The dick.
Right.
You know, because then you're looking for, you know, let's say you're single out there, right? Yeah. Not a lot of options going on. Everybody said no to your Tinder request that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just sitting around with a huge boner.
You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
According to the College of Cardiology, your fucking heart is in better shape because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of, I have a feeling a lot of Pornhub or X videos is because of that. Don't you think? People probably take a pill and then they get on Tinder expecting like, oh shit, I'll be fucking later, right? And then they don't. And then they're like, oh, it's going to be a long night fighting that one off.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never done that before. But I'm going to try it now. For sure. That's what I'm doing this weekend. Now.
Nobody's turned down D'Anthony?
No, it's just that I don't like I take the pill regularly anyways.
Okay.
For my heart.
Oh, yeah, obviously, for heart reasons. Heart reasons. Yeah. I can see you sliding over to Grindr if Tinder isn't working.
Johnny B from the prank call show, Jerky Boys. He used to say that a hole is a hole as long as there's a little heat in there, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very broad worldview.
The fact
that
you just dropped a Jerky Boys reference on here.
Very current. Very current.
I'm wearing a sequin
up with the news.
I'm wearing a sequin jacket. I don't know what you expect. Anyways, keep your heart and your dick healthy and take Roman.
Roman at getroman.com/drinkingbros.
Yeah.
They're our sponsor, and everybody's like really surprised. They're like,
people love this stuff.
They do. As everybody was taking it anyways. I was unaware how much they advertise on ESPN. Mm-hmm. So every night, because of the sports show, we get a message that says, "Hey man, we saw Roman on ESPN." Yep. Yeah, they're fucking huge. I would venture to say they're probably bigger than Viagra now.
Probably. I mean, look, they have two big commercial campaigns. One of them is the prostate health thing, which they are also these pills are also good for prostate health, apparently.
Yeah.
But so Big Poppy, David Ortiz, is leading that charge, and then the dad. And the son who invented Roman have a commercial series out as well. So they're all over the fucking place.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
The commercial.
The dad had some kind of heart issue of some sort, and the pill was being developed for that. And then the son got involved somehow. I don't know. But it's apparently very healthy for you.
Huh. Go to getroman.com/drinkingbros today. Get that fucking boner on. Here's the thing. You don't have to go to the doctor. It's discreet. It comes in a package. Your kids, wife don't know. Your mistress will definitely not know. And you can pogo stick it all fucking weekend long, dude.
Tripod, yeah.
Yeah.
Kickstand. If you're planning on going out there and getting super fucked up, you're worried about falling down, just lean on your dick.
Yeah. Lean on me.
How much Roman you think it's going to be on the cruise? Are we going to be handing it out?
Oh, boy.
That's a really good idea, Jesse.
Yeah. Just pop it out or just put it in a huge hunch punch.
Yeah, like the fucking condoms used to be at the parties back in the day.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just hand out the Roman and see what happens.
Yeah. That's a really good idea.
Is there a lot of ladies going on that cruise?
Probably not.
Last time we looked, there were more women than men signed up.
There was more women than
men, look, there's 100,000 people in the group, so we were going to fill up eventually.
Yeah.
But women are clearly more organized than men are.
So they, booked it.
Yeah, they booked it and arranged with each other to travel there and shit. And the guy's like, oh, just fucking get there. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm like, but don't leave without me.
Yeah. Speaking of leaving without, did you see that Carnival cruise? No, it was a Caribbean cruise line. There was a family that got left on the dock as they were leaving.
Yeah.
And I think it was a coincidence. I don't think the guy was taunting them. I think it was part of the whole going away thing, but one of the crew members was up on the fucking top deck, and he had this giant fake hand, and it just said bye on it, and he was waving. I don't think he was taunting them. I think it was
just what they do every time.
I don't either, but for those of you who haven't been on a cruise, and let's say this is your first coming up on Drinking Bros Cruise, the boat leaves at that exact second, and they do not wait for anyone, so you're effed. My over-under is 5. 5 people don't
get left
it.
In Mexico.
Correct.
Oh yes.
Yeah, because that it almost happened to me once on a cruise.
Not in Mexico, I think at the initial takeoff. Don't you think?
Well, not the initial takeoff. I think the Mexico one. And again, it happened to me. Ironically, in Cozumel, we had a waiter because you have these tables and you have the same waiter every night for dinner, right? And we had a Croatian waiter, and we go to Cozumel, and we were like, hey. You know, if you have a night off, we'll take you out. And he was like, oh, yeah, my night's off and it's in Cozumel. I'd love to hang. It was like, great. Guy goes bug fuck. wasted, making out with like college girls, the whole shit, right? And he's like, I starts declaring everything in his life, and he goes, I fucking hate working for this cruise, and I hate doing this shit. He goes, this is a life I should be living. I should be here in Mexico, working, enjoying the land, and hooking up with tourists. We had to fucking physically carry this guy out of the bar to get him on the boat in time. We made it by less than 2 minutes left to spare. And the guy goes, because we had to turn him over to the fucking, you know, cruise people. And we were like, hey, man, what would have happened? And he goes, we're fucking leaving. And he goes, that guy, he goes, not only would that guy not be able to get back on the cruise, he'd have fly his fucking ass home to Croatia. And I was like, whoa, they're serious about it, man.
Oh, yeah.
So my over under of people stuck in Cozumel is going to be 5 on this cruise.
Especially the plans that I'm hearing Cozumel from all different groups. I'm like, just get back to the boat, friend.
It's only one day, so you don't have that much time to do that much stuff.
But you
get
think
totally
you do.
Wasted.
Yeah, when you get like, that trash, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go try to reverse traffic somebody.
I like that a lot. Yeah. Who do you think, who's your target on that?
Just Mexicans.
Reverse traffic.
Yeah, like snatch up a Mexican, bring him back here.
Bring him back on the
but
boat.
But not sex trafficking, like put him in school and stuff.
Yeah,
it's reverse trafficking.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to like pay for their college, the whole thing.
You're going to adopt a Mexican man.
Yeah.
I didn't say man, but yeah, it could be a dude.
I see.
It depends on who's standing there when I get
it
ready
to
go.
Of course it would be a gal.
If you adopted like a 47-year-old Mexican man.
Put him
or
through,
woman.
Put him through vocational school.
Yeah. The whole thing.
He's in a union now as a pipe fitter and shit.
Yeah.
And then I go to his like graduation. And he's like, just want to thank this guy.
No, he finally learns like, English and is like, I was doing so much better in Mexico.
Yeah, he was a doctor in Mexico.
I hate this. Yeah,
and
like,
I kidnapped him.
And make him fucking wash dishes.
And now, now he uses a soldering iron.
We're like,
every
you're
day.
Welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. He's like, dude. The reverse traffic. That's awesome.
Yep. Oh, our next story. In a classic case of life imitating art, Nicolas Cage did a sit-down interview with, I believe it was the New York Times Magazine, because I read this story. And it was fucking insane. He's been searching for the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Now, not the metaphorical Holy Grail.
No, the real one, the chalice.
The actual chalice, the Holy Grail. This makes me love him even more. And since we're talking about him, look, Rescue 16, the sequel to Range 15, is written. It involves Gene Vandenham, and it involves Gene Vandenham's father, who is played by Nicolas Cage.
Yep.
He's one of my favorite people on the planet. I enjoy his whole shit. This made me love him even more. Tell the audience here on his quest for the Holy Grail what the level of shock was for this reporter.
Look, man, you can only imagine. Look, if you go into an interview with Nick Cage, you got to expect some weird shit to happen.
Yes,
be frankly. Ready.
Because I don't know if you guys remember this, but he bought a dinosaur skull for like $275,000 at an auction.
Yeah.
Then they found out that it belonged to Mongolia. And he had to give it back.
He had to give it back to the government.
And his response to that was, yeah, then I had to give it back and I didn't get my money back. .. That stank.
Yeah.
Like, no wonder you have to take any role that anybody offers this guy, he has to take it. Because he's the kind of guy that spends $250,000 on a fucking dinosaur skull.
Correct. Yeah. And he's also behind in taxes. So you're going to see Nicolas Cage in a lot of fucking crazy movies.
Yeah.
Why not with us in Rescue 16?
I agree. Is
my thing. But I also miss this about actors, because this used to be old school Hollywood. Brando used to do shit like this.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp does shit like this. You know, obviously he's out of that business now, but,
I think he's in the leather bracelet business now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or scarf. I think it's a scarf.
Scarf business. Very, very big scarf business.
He likes accessories.
Yeah. But I miss this about old school celebrities where you're so famous that you think that you can acquire somehow the actual Holy Grail.
Yeah.
I miss that about, because Brando was the same way, buying the Elephant Man bones and shit like that.
And Michael Jackson
did it.
Bought him from him.
Look. And then DiCaprio, I just read, sold a dinosaur bone to Russell Crowe. Like, I love shit like that.
It's really bizarre.
I love it.
But the whole thing with Cage is during this interview, he was like, He actually referenced National Treasure when he was telling the story. He's like, yeah, you read one book and then it leads you to another book and another book. I'm like, holy shit, bro.
Yeah.
That was not real. There's no secret message on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, I look, I agree. Jesse, your favorite movie is with Nick Cage.
Moonstruck?
Yeah.
I lost my hand. I lost my bride. Johnny has his hand. Johnny has his bride. Classic.
Yeah. Your favorite of all time. There's actually a movie poster framed in our house of
Moonstruck.
Why is Nicolas Cage not a daddy? When because you go Kurt Russell, you go the rest of these guys. I don't understand. Nick Cage still looks great, and he's kind of crazy. And
I think it's the crazy part. So I don't love an eccentric, crazy daddy.
Do you think he looks great?
I don't need it. I don't think he looks great either.
He looks, for his age, I think he does.
No, he looks like... Yeah, for his age, but as a dude, he doesn't look great.
And daddies have to be willing to age gracefully, right?
Okay.
So you can't get a bunch of fucking work done and like try and stretch it and plug it up and all of that.
Mm.
So Kurt Russell, to my knowledge, I mean, it's probably gotten a couple injections or whatever, but to my knowledge, has not gotten any work done.
Gotcha, yeah. And his hair looks real.
Real and thick and gorgeous, yeah, and salt and pepper.
Whereas Nick Cage is, he's got a couple strands left that he's fighting with.
Yeah, you don't get to be a daddy unless you accept your daddiness,
right,
which he still wants to be a peer.
The only Nick Cage I see in my head is Nick Cage from Con Air.
Ah.
And he looks like a total fucking dirtbag.
Right.
He just looks like just... like terrible, like a meth head or something.
I go to Face Off Nick Cage though.
Mm. Okay. Like,
and I'm a big fan of Face Off Nick Cage. I am. And look, I've always wanted to work with him just for this shit. Imagine hanging out with this motherfucker on set and asking him stories about life and stuff. Like,
yeah,
you're going to go down an unbelievable rabbit hole with him on any subject.
Yeah.
And it's going to be amazing. He even named his kid after Superman. His kid's name is the L.
Kal-El?
That's it. That's his kid's name.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. That's really fucking stupid.
It's Kal-El Cage.
Crazy people like that make me uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable,
it's
right?
Not uncomfortable.
Okay.
Cage is Cage, and we got to let Cage be Cage.
Sure.
And as soon as I read this article, I was like, God damn it, man. I love him.
Well, hopefully we can get him. Hopefully we can get that movie done and have him in it. And hopefully hopefully we can put it on a place like Shudder, which we've been talking about lately.
Ah, we have. At Shudder.com. They've got his new movie on there, by the way.
Yeah.
Mandy.
Yep.
Mandy's on there. I heard that movie's awesome.
Everybody
said
that movie's awesome.
Well, you can only watch it there.
Cage is still a fucking great actor.
Yeah. No, he's great. He's always been a good actor.
I heard it was really good.
Yeah.
Surprisingly good.
To our advertising agency, you're welcome for these reads in between our fake news, just like a real news channel. Shudder.com is Shudder.com. It's the Netflix of horror. They're stock full of horror films, front to back. They got the new Cage movie on there. Everybody loves that fucking movie, too.
Yeah, and you can use the code Drinking Bros
and
you get a free month.
Yeah, for 30 days.
That's
crazy. That way you can see if you like it or not. After that, it's only $5.99. That's it. But they got everything on that motherfucker, and they got original content and everything else. Yep. We're trying to partner up with them to do janitors.
Yeah, we're looking to, yeah.
Yeah, so we've had some conversations back and forth. Make it happen, Shudder. Go to Shudder.com today and sign up for a free trial. Drinking Bros gets you a free month so you can check it out. Shudder.com. And it's owned by AMC, by the way.
Yep.
So they're fucking massive.
You know it's top-notch.
They're massive. I want to talk about this huge, speaking of massive, Herculean parrot in New Zealand.
Yeah, this is wild as fuck, man. Like, I like thinking about stuff like this, but I would be terrified to see it. You know what I mean?
explain it to the audience.
So
how creepy would that be?
Scientists found evidence, and I didn't see the direct evidence listed in this particular article. I'm sure I could find it. Usually it's like an imprint of bones and and like rock or some shit.
Yeah,
like
sort of fossilized thing.
But anyways, it looks like it lived about 19 million years ago.
Yeah.
And it was a 3 foot tall parrot that weighed 15 pounds, dude. Have you ever seen a bird like crack open a seed? That thing
just
could,
that beak, dude.
It could grab you by the fucking head and just pick you up and fly away.
And have you seen a parrot tongue?
Yeah, they're crazy as fuck.
Very, like, super scary.
Yeah.
And the other thing, it's 3 feet tall and it talks to you. So,
I mean,
you'd be talking to.
They have no evidence of that.
5 year old.
No, they said it could fly, but probably didn't because there would be no reason for it to, because it wouldn't have any predators.
Right.
Being that size. And that it could definitely
talk,
sing and talk the same way.
Yeah, it could. Yeah, it could.
Can you imagine the voice on this goddamn thing? Can you imagine waking up in the morning and it's not chickens crowing or roost, whatever the fuck they do? It's not a little bird like,
hey, you fuck.
Yeah. It's
hey,
like,
you fuck.
No, it's like fucking Ving Rhames.
Yeah, it would be like a deep voice.
Oh, you think it's a deep voice?
Oh, yeah. 3 feet tall? 15 pounds?
I don't know, man. I'd still go a high-pitched voice on that.
That would be worse. It would be shrieking at you.
Yeah.
It would be great, though, wouldn't it?
No,
it'd
be like peacock sound.
It would sound the same way as the Velociraptor and fucking, what do you call it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. It's taller than my
beak
5-year-old.
Alone.
Those Velociraptors that were in Jurassic Park, that's about the size this thing would be.
Great, wouldn't it?
Imagine birds,
having a pet one of these things, mm-mm, man.
Mm-mm. That would that part awesome. If it flew and you could put it on a, like a leash.
Yeah, and having that go around the backyard, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
that'd be real nice. That would be better than a hot air balloon. Like if you look up in the sky and you look at things you want to see,
a
3-foot parrot or a hot air balloon. Sign me up. I want to see a 3-foot parrot.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. I gotta agree with you on that one.
Let me ask you this, because when we were talking about this before we went on air, a lot of animals, preserved animals, are being more and more of them are being found.
Yeah,
right, and all over the world, mm-hmm. They found that 40,000-year-old perfectly preserved
the mammoth,
horse.
Oh yeah, horse and the calf, mammoth like 2 years ago. Yeah,
and the mammoth. All this shit. Is it because of global warming? Or are they just digging further and they have better technology? What is it that they're able to find this
shit? It's more the technology. So you can do a radio scan, basically, of the Earth. And you can see where there's distortions in the density and shit like that.
Got it. So
then you know where
is that what
dig.
They're using?
Yeah.
To look for this shit?
Yeah. Then you know where to dig, basically. So they'll find small stuff and they'll dig and usually find bigger stuff.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Man, I want to find one of these perfectly preserved. Because then you could clone it. If you found the DNA to it, so that horse they found, or that calf or whatever, right? They pulled it, the blood was perfectly preserved. So they're pulling blood out of it, and they're going to try to recreate this animal.
You know what someone should study. Do is get all the DNA from the dinosaurs that we found,
mm-hmm.
and then clone them, and then make a big park that you could go to.
Ooh,
what would you call it? Who would guard it?
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, and Goldblum.
No, it'd be Bloom, dude.
Bloom, dog.
Pratt for Matt.
Bloom, dog. Yeah, we still want Chris Pratt to play Matt in his book.
Yep.
That's out in like 12 days, by the way. Thank you for my service.
Is there any talk of Matt for Matt or no?
Yes.
Okay.
There was a lot of Matt. So we posted on our Instagram, Matt for Matt. After the, because we did, he was on Drinking Bros, last week or whatever it was?
Yeah.
And a lot of people on there were like, I don't understand, Matt was awesome in Range 15. Why can't he just play himself? I agree. The problem is, since all these fucking movies are financed by China, they want massive people around it. And let's face it, Chris Pratt over in China is huge because of the Jurassic Park and Guardians of the Galaxy and all that shit. So if you're looking to make it faster with a bigger budget, Pratt's, that's the easiest route to go. In my opinion, but I want one of these fucking things, and I hope we can find a parrot with blood in it this big so we can clone it.
If we can find one, yeah, I'll ride that bitch around.
Yeah, that'd be a nice...
Put a saddle on it.
A nice backyard pet.
What are
pet.
You fucking naysaying for? This whole goddamn show.
Shaves.
What are you talking about?
I want
to
own...
Are you going to fucking come for me now? What is it? Go. What have I done?
I want...
What have I done to you in
I
this show?
I want an alien, and I want a fucking giant parrot, and I don't understand why I can't have those things.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like you don't want us to have fun.
Yeah, no. And it's all real and it's all great and it's all going to happen.
This is real.
This is real.
We could clone
this one.
This
obviously,
thing.
It obviously is real because I have a picture of it in front of me.
There's a movie, too, by the way, about finding blood on the Shroud of Turin. Yep.
And Nemo. Cloning Jesus?
Yes. And it's called The Power of Few.
Oh, I thought it was Blade. Is that not what
Christopher
Blade
Walken is in it?
I thought the movie Blade was about Jesus getting cloned.
Is that the one with Wesley Snipes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I am confused about Blade 2 now. Yeah.
I don't know.
Blade 2 is...
No, Blade as well.
I don't get into superhero shit. So, I'm the last person to...
It's a vampire movie.
It's vampire. It's not superhero. Yeah, but
it was based on a comic book, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't get into shit like that, dude.
I don't know.
I'm not going to pretend that I bought comic books as a kid.
I'm not going to do it. You have to like reverse nerd yourself. Yeah. Like, oh, pretend that you were a nerd. Yeah. No, I wasn't. I was smoking weed and jacking off in high school.
And every actor who was in these comic book movies now.
It's like, oh, yeah, I totally grew up. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Chris Pratt, you grew up hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know you. I've seen pictures of you hunting.
That's it.
Stop lying.
You didn't read comic books. None of these people. And they all have to fake an interest now. Again, nothing was more depressing than watching Jake Gyllenhaal on the red carpet for Spider-Man. Knowing that he fucked a dude and got nominated for an Oscar, and now he's got to go be a villain in Spider-Man in some green fucking suit. Oof. Sorry, Jakes. And I love him, too. Next up, the White House is drafting an executive order to tackle Silicon Valley's anti-conservative bias. Here's the thing. This has been going on for a very, very long time. We all know it because we've been shadow banned. We've had videos blocked. We had Graham Allen on yesterday. Every time we have Graham Allen on YouTube, they demonetize the video.
Yep.
For no reason. And I don't know how they're going to stop this.
Look, I've been talking about this for 6 months.
A long time.
On the show about how at some point there's going to be a precipice where because these outlets are so ubiquitous in public now, like they shaped a public narrative, that they have a responsibility to be neutral on these issues. Guns, politics, all this shit.
Yes.
Like, it's no longer this thing of like, our company, we can do what we want.
Yeah, like,
it's
telecommunications is not like that.
Yeah.
You can't fucking tell the Trump campaign that they can't use AT&T to fucking do their shit. You can't do that. You would get fined for that, right?
Right.
And now Facebook and Google, which owns YouTube, that's going to be the same thing. I don't know what they can do with an executive order, though. The people that Politico spoke to, which is where this article came from, would not say anything about what the content of the executive order is. They talked to 3 or 4 different people. And look, if you go to that many sources in Washington, D.C., and nobody will say what's going on, that's unusual. Usually some asshole wants to buy like some FaceTime or something with that information, or they just think they're cool because they have it, so they want to share it. They're being super tight-lipped about this, so I don't know what's going to happen.
They want to whistle blow?
Yeah, I don't either. And, you know, you take yesterday's episode. A few times a year, we do a series of episodes on Drinking Bros. Yesterday was one of those with Graham Allen, and we had a thoughtful gun debate, and it was great. Got a ton of messages. We were up on we do a video show, subscribe on YouTube, Drinking Bros Podcast. You can watch almost every single show. The time on before, boom. Nuked for monetization. This one was up less than 5 minutes and YouTube nuked it for monetization. There's no way they listened to the episode.
No.
At all. And we just requested a review of it to get a reason of why Graham Allen's videos.
But they're not going to give us a reason.
Mm-mm. No, they're not. So that's my point. What is the government going to do to help stop that?
I don't know yet, but we're not talking about like the Russian fake news bots. Like RT and that stuff from the last election. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about Alex Jones even, who's, you know, questionable sometimes.
Sure.
Exactly. He just makes shit up.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I think it's funny.
But he's an entertainer, not a real news source.
We're talking about our show, which we don't like. It's not that crazy. We're talking about Omar, Crispy Avila, who just posted a picture with Donald Jr. and it got taken down just because the motherfucker was in the picture.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. That's the kind of shit we're talking about. We're talking about Mitch McConnell's Twitter account getting shut down yesterday because he posted a video of liberal protesters yelling profanity at his house while he's home dealing with an injury.
I did not know that.
So he posted.
You can't show that.
He reposted the video from like his Ring camera or some shit like that of people shouting, saying to like burn him alive and shit like that. Like, no shit. The leader of BLM there, what's her name? Chanel Helm.
Yeah.
She yelled, "Just stab the motherfucker in the heart."
Yes.
Which is according to Bradenburg v. Ohio, which determined, what inciting violence is. This is a Supreme Court case. That is exactly what it is. She should be in jail today.
Yeah, because she will get arrested for that.
Yeah, she won't be.
Yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah, she won't be because she's with BLM, basically.
Right.
Which, you know, I don't think BLM is a terrorist organization. I just think they're fucking a little rowdy. they're not as bad as Antifa, in my opinion, just based on what's going on. But this is nonsense.
It's like, it's crazy, and I think, you know, the only thing you can do is try to subpoena everything, right? From Google, emails, text messages, all that other shit. Does
that's
the
real problem.
Have the power to do that, though?
Yes, they do. So they don't. I don't think there's a they can't issue an executive order that just says, "Hey, you got to be fair now." I mean, they can do it in a way. So the way they did it with universities when they started kicking all the conservative speakers off campus was they said, "You're either going to promote fairness and give equal time to both sides or the middle or whomever, or we're going to pull all federal funding from you." Which is something the executive branch can absolutely do. They have complete jurisdiction over how certain monies get doled out like that. And he can do it if he wants. If he wakes up tomorrow and just feels like doing it, he can do it. That's what the executive power. The other thing is, is that since he does control the executive budget, the executive branch includes the FBI and the Federal Trade Commission and all this other stuff, right? So if you're moving money around or you're doing stuff, and you're getting investigated for it, then he can affect how much money and resource gets put into that. And Facebook and Google and a couple of other companies are already about to get hit with an antitrust investigation, like a big one. Probably the biggest thing that we've ever seen in the United States.
Yes.
And he's definitely going to fucking do it now.
Yeah, I'd just be curious to see, because right now, you know, it's happening to us. It's happening to a lot of our friends.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see how real it is, because sometimes I feel paranoid where I'm like, man, am I being paranoid about this? Or like, why are certain videos not going to certain outlets and things like that? And I'm like, maybe it's just paranoia. But no, I believe that there is a shadow ban. I believe they are getting rid of conservatives, especially right before the election.
Yeah.
And to that point, I don't know if it necessarily helps the left like they think it does.
No, I mean, it's the same. So whenever fucking Trump was on the warpath about fake news, the left wanted to say, oh, he's just fucking talking shit. He's just going to call everything fake news. Then they start fakely accusing people of hate crimes. There's been like 26 of those in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And it's like, there you go, motherfucker, reporting stupid bullshit. When Dan Rather talked all that shit about George W. Bush's fucking military record and he was completely wrong about it,
right?
He fucking lost his job for it, man. That's how it goes.
Yes.
That shit never fucking works out for you.
Yes, same with Brian Williams, remember?
Oh,
I was there. I was there.
It didn't hurt Hillary, though, at all.
No, it did not.
She lied about being under sniper fire, for fuck's sake.
But here's the thing. It hurt her when she ran in the election. You know?
Maybe. I just think she's an unlikable human being.
Same, but you know, all of that adds up, obviously. But you know, the other part about it is I feel that all this fake news shit started happening right around that election time, is where it got really, really big.
Yeah.
Right. And when you lie to the public as a media outlet over and over and over and over again, you're going to get it wrong, because it lures people into a false sense of reality of like, oh man, either shit's as bad as it is, or people dislike Trump as much as you say they do.
Yep.
Then you go to the voting box and it's like, whoopsie, got it wrong. Yeah. Sorry about it.
Look, I don't have a problem with news entertainment agencies taking sides. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I think it's kind of stupid, honestly, for our society that it happens. But remember, Walter Cronkite took a pretty hard position on Vietnam. So it's not like this shit just started 10 years ago.
Right. Kronk.
Yeah. Like, he was, a lot of people credit him more than anything else for getting the U.S. out of Vietnam. Like, honestly, just because he took such a hard line on the news every single night.
Yeah. The other one was, if you go back and look at footage of CNN when Clinton was accused.
They fucking lit his ass up.
Every day.
Yep.
Every day. They would never do that now, but then they did. So it's crazy. It's crazy.
We'll see what happens with this whole thing.
Yeah.
Let's get back to some more important news.
Yeah, like
can
a
I have
wide
some
on.
Some of your water.
No, you can't, Jesse. Because we're talking about a wide on here.
I don't even understand.
This is the first time I've heard this phrase.
So Jesse hates the phrase lady boner.
Lady boner.
I'm not a big fan of it either.
I'm not either,
I think anytime a gal references her genitalia as being like a dick.
Her
suck
Jenny.
My dick.
Her Jenny,
yeah.
Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Anyway,
I'm not
go ahead.
A big fan of it.
So I was watching American Dad, funny show.
Yeah.
And it got mentioned on there. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Because I'd never heard it before.
I've never heard it either.
And then I Googled the word, and there's a fucking video of Minnie Driver on what's his nuts show?
Little Tiny Driver.
On what's happening?
Graham Allen.
What's happening live?
Graham Norton.
No, it's Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen, yeah. That's it. I don't know the difference between
Watch
any of those
What Happens
dudes.
Live, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, she said, like he said Lady Boner, and she corrected him and said wide on. Wide, like wide,
yeah.
And then on,
yeah.
Like hard on. So what does that mean, and why does that phrase mean an erect vagina or whatever you want to call it? I don't understand.
Does the
Jesse, take it away.
Does the vagina open up when you get excited?
Does it get wider?
It does.
Yes.
Does it really?
So it lubricates and it gets looser so that whoever is going to enter it.
Yeah. You're already ready to go.
Yeah. So if you feel a gal that's dry and real, real tight, you need to do some more work. You know what I mean?
Dan, this is the first time I've seen Dan speechless point of you.
He's
you,
just
you
listening.
Only
I don't
point
know.
Into camera.
I don't know what's happening.
Right or wrong?
No, you're right.
I don't know if that's physiologically correct, but you would know before I would,
yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. That's. I think that's true.
If a woman is full on aroused and not just faking to just do what they got to do,
yeah,
then they are very lubricated and very
wide.
That's good feedback, though.
Wider.
Wider.
That's
yeah.
That's good feedback. I like that.
Yeah. A wide.
Because
on.
I know. I look.
I've never heard that before, but it makes sense. If you're hard when you're aroused, and a woman widens when they are.
Can I get you a shirt that just says "wide dash on" and you wear it every day for the rest of your life?
To preschool, kindergarten, will do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah. Give me a wide on. Just that shirt, you wear that around every time, and it's like, man.
I need to make a drink, I guess, called the wide on.
I'm a big fan of that term, though. I'm with you. I don't like
lady boner. It doesn't sound as gross or crass as lady boner.
Right.
Or when people like would say moist. Moist.
A lot of people have like a visceral reaction to the word moist.
Yes.
Like no word affects me like that. But I understand it. That's kind of a weird word.
It's a weird word, but you're a fucking idiot if a word is going to affect you viscerally, right?
That's not true.
No.
Okay.
The word pussy. Ask her to say the word pussy.
I can't say it, but it's not like.
Say it.
No, she can't say it.
I say it weird.
Go ahead, because you don't like the word.
Pussy.
Yeah.
Why do you say it like
too much emphasis?
How else am I supposed to say it? Pussy.
Pussy.
Pussy. Pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy.
That's too much.
Say it eight more times.
What's a good way to say it? If you're not a guy, what's a good way to say it?
The last three times you said it was fine.
Oh, pussy. Pussy.
No. That's it. That's too.
Right? Too.
It's too much.
Can you just show me how do I?
Just say wide on.
Let's go. Yeah. But there is certain words that everybody can't say.
Yeah.
Moist is one of my. I'm not a big fan of that either.
Not a big fan, but you don't have like a visceral reaction.
To it, right?
It depends
on who's saying
it. Oh, I can't.
It depends on who's saying it.
I saw a really good meme on pb.fcks pogue boot fucks. It's a meme page, military meme page.
Okay.
And it said.
That's a long phrase.
pb.fcks.
Okay.
I think FCKS. Yeah, I think that's it.
That's a lot of letters, Dan.
No, it's not. That's like five letters.
That is so. After two, it was a lot.
Yeah.
I go two letters top.
There was this really funny meme they posted. I don't know where it originated from, but it was like what you hear every time you hear there was a mass shooter. And it's a picture of Betty White.
Oh, really?
So say it in your head and think about what that means.
Okay. So everybody at home, do the same thing right now.
What?
Yeah. Repeat it one more time for the audience.
Betty White. Like, I bet he's white.
Ah.
Super. I love memes like that to take a moment.
Yeah.
I like it when they take a minute because there is this theory.
It's a thinker.
There, yeah. But it's just a picture of an old lady.
I wonder how many people.
That is. I would not have gotten that because we know
say
my
pussy.
Brain is. Puss.
Oh, God. That's way too butch. Lesbian butch.
I can't say it without it sounding butch. Pussy.
Pussy. Oh, the Betty White one. I wonder how many people were listening at home.
Yeah, exactly.
And they paused and they're like, man, I don't get it. Until you broke it down slowly.
It's a little subtle, yeah.
Yeah, that went over my head.
But those are my favorite ones.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites.
Betty White.
Yes.
It's, and that's not true. Somebody posted.
I know. I never think that they are.
Of
by
all
the
mass
way.
Shooters,
that, it's, that depends on how you define mass shooter. So it technically is four or more people get injured by the weapon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is like the vast majority of them are in like actual crime scenarios, like inner cities and shit like that. It's not some dumb dumb walking into a mall and blasting people.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I think that's been like 17 out of the 250 that the left likes to cite.
All right.
By the way, at any rate, we're not trying to get into a political discussion.
No,
here. I just think that meme was super funny.
It is funny. It is funny.
It is funny.
Next up, we got America's top five party schools.
These are unbelievable. I don't believe any of these.
By the Princeton Review
there is
Board.
No way.
I look every year they come out with this.
Yeah.
Every single year, and it's usually in August because all the kids are getting ready to go to school and all that shit, and it's a big deal. You want to see your school on there. We're going to go from five down to one here, counting down. Number five, Tulane.
I've never partied there, so I don't know.
I haven't. It's close to New Orleans.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining. And the drinking age is 18 in Louisiana. So I'm imagining that's got something to do with it. I haven't partied there, so I'll give it a pass. West Virginia.
That one for sure should be on there.
Yes, man.
They go off in West Virginia.
Fuck it. They don't give a fuck. The girls dip there. They'll take it. I saw a girl at a party walk up to a dude, take the dip out of his mouth and put it in hers. And I was like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And they have like these giant, they have these giant field parties there too, right? That's their thing.
Yeah, field parties. And it is old school white trash golden grain parties where, you know, you're just dumping it. What they'll do is they'll take a just your simple, how many gallons is that trash can out in our lobby here?
32 gallons.
32 gallons. So they'll put that down.
Not 15.
Not 15, yeah. Like the original bags you bought for it.
I thought it was 50.
So the 32 gallons, they'll put the trash bag inside it.
Yeah.
And then just dump liquor in that. As long as it's a clean bag, they'll dump liquor in that. And then you just scoop your cup in.
That's
out of that.
Gross.
Yeah, girls and guys at West Virginia. And that's,
why is it gross? As long as it's not like a scented
bag. It's a bunch
bag.
Of people dipping
yeah, but I mean, it's
yeah,
booze.
A lot of hands
booze,
in there.
Booze,
booze
is fine.
Kills all the germs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah. So West Virginia goes off. I'll give them that. But they also don't have a lot to do there. And that's got a big,
there's a,
that's
there's,
a big reason.
There's
got
to be a big hillbilly heroin situation up there too. Like pills and shit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And all those small towns. In all those small towns, especially in the Appalachian area, there's nothing but fucking pills.
No.
Everywhere.
Pills and golden grain. Moonshine. Old school moonshine they have there as
like
well.
Like the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Go watch. It's called the Wild and Wonderful,
Wonderful
Whites of West Virginia.
Whites? In white people?
No, it's the White family.
Okay. Oh,
actually, Baker was just hanging out with the grandfather.
Oh, I did too.
That
guy. Yes. Johnny Knoxville. Did a thing about those guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Holy, go watch that documentary. It is fucked.
Gnarly.
Like
yeah.
They're all on government. They're all on welfare. They're all on pills. I mean, I'm not talking about, when I say all, I don't mean like there's four adults. I mean like the children.
Everyone.
Oh my
everyone.
God, I love it.
Yeah.
It's like, if you like reality television, The Bachelor's over now. Go watch this shit.
There's, by the way, there's
still better about
it.
Yourself.
There's towns in West Virginia where it's something like, 60 or 70% are all living off the government dime on purpose, just so because they don't have to pay. They're living in trailers and shit.
These people do it on purpose.
On purpose,
for sure, yeah.
And all they do is use the money to buy pills and all that other shit. And you're just like, fuck, man, it is insane. The richest people in town are the lawyers who have to file those, you know, injury lawsuits or you know whatever they are with the government.
Oh yeah.
And then 60 Minutes did a special. So yeah, West Virginia, 100%. Number
and
three.
And what's the pussy like over there?
Here's the pussy
Where's
situation.
That? Is that better?
Where'd you put that face? Hold that face back up.
Hold the Dan face up and say the word pussy again.
What's that pussy like?
Send me a pic of that pussy there.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what the pussy's like in West Virginia.
That's right.
It's all related.
Yeah, there's a good shot of it. Good. Look, you got to catch it at 19 because after that, they've all got kids.
Yeah.
So you got to find somebody at 19, one. Two, the calf muscles on every chick in West Virginia are insane. Absolute insanity. Everywhere you go there, you feel like you're walking uphill. So they're the legs and the thighs and ass, like the calves, thighs and ass there.
Yeah.
fantastic. Now, the rest of it, good luck because the inbreeding and all the other shit. Yeah. But leg-wise, ass down, great. Great. Absolutely fantastic. But they will out-party you. They fucking drink hardcore liquor, and they will dip in front of you, and they don't give a baker's fuck. So that's my warning to you.
Well,
there.
The next one, that one makes sense. I've heard about West Virginia.
Sure.
Yeah.
University of Delaware. I don't get that.
Number three, huh?
I mean, it's the first country or the first state. So
yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Got it. But that's the last time they were first in anything.
Party like you're first. Is like, that their?
It's they
motto?
Have they have the most corporations of any state in the union, I think, because they have like free filing and they don't. There's certain tax reasons that most people have corporations, LLCs and shit,
mm-hmm.
in Delaware. I've never heard of them being a big party school or town or state or any of that shit.
Ever.
Nah, well.
I've never heard that.
They are now. I've never been. I'd like to go. Number three, that's a hefty ranking for that. So yeah. I don't know, man. The jury's out on that. If you've partied at University of Delaware, let us know. Let us know how it is.
Or invite us to a party. We'll come up
shit,
there.
We'll go up there. Yeah, we'll do a live show.
I feel like
sure.
These nerds at Princeton, are they really qualified to be saying what the best party
exactly.
school is?
Exactly.
No.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
No.
We'll skip number two.
Well, no. we'll go number two. Number two is University of Alabama, Roll Tide. I understand it. Yes, they go hard. Mm. Women are out of control hot there. It is a it's very Southern. Their fraternity sorority sitch there. They've got an old row and a new row, and it stands for old money and new money. So, like, you know, like the families, you have to get into certain fraternities and shit like that because of your family and all that other stuff. And then, but it also separates you, the party side, because you know that they're old money or new money and they kind of shit on each other for it. It's a different partying experience there, but it is fun. And they have a lot of crawdaddy parties, you know?
Not into that. I don't like having dirty hands.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't.
Yeah, like dirty hands while you're trying to like hang out, have a drink, talk to people.
That's my thing. So there's no word that triggers me, but having dirty hands, I don't like it. I'm serious. It's weird.
Having dirty hands, I don't like it.
That's a shirt right there. Yep. Having dirty hands, I don't like it. Oh.
Dan.
No, Dan.
Yep.
And it just says Dan. So look, I understand why Alabama's in this. I don't know about number two, but number one here is not true whatsoever.
No, this is madness. Syracuse?
Syracuse University?
Like upstate New York? Like if you're going to go upstate New York, go to Buffalo. I would believe that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they fucking go hard up there.
Buffalo is like a Midwestern town in
the middle of upstate New York. But
Syracuse.
Where are you from?
It's too cold to party there.
Huh?
Where are you from in New York originally?
She's not.
Where were you conceived?
Oh, I was conceived on the way.
On the way.
On the way, yeah.
Where are your parents from?
They're from Queens. My mom's from Queens. Mm. My dad's from Jersey.
Yeah. She represents Queens, but she was raised out in Brooklyn. So nailed it. Boom. No. Boom. Nailed it. Here's why Syracuse can't be number one and shouldn't be number one. It's too fucking cold. So therefore, the parties aren't out of control. The women aren't dressed and skimpy. Number one with a bullet on this list should be Arizona State.
I don't understand why Arizona State is not on here.
Permanently. Number one. And you're talking to somebody who went to the largest school in the nation, and I'm telling you, Arizona State should be number one. You know who else should be on this list is University of Texas. Fucking A, do they rage down there.
Yeah, fuck.
And it is great.
The whole
University
town
of Texas at Austin is great.
Yeah.
You have Sixth Street, Game Day, all that shit. Like, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's the fucking, those are top twosies for me. Because we've been to, Dan, look, you and I have traveled a lot of places, but before that, I've traveled a lot of places for, you know, all these movies and all this other bullshit. Ole Miss should definitely be on this list.
Yeah, look,
Ole Miss has got the hottest girls in the
nation. I think there's a case to be made for a lot of different
There's a case
schools,
to be made.
Like,
I don't know what's going on with the rest of this list, though. I'm looking down at, like, number six is UC Santa Barbara, maybe. But it's kind of boring.
It's small.
There.
It's a small school.
Colgate, Wake Forest. Wake Forest
they
is pretty
They can party
good.
In Santa Barbara.
Colgate is in Hamilton, New York.
It's an Ivy League school.
Yeah,
like,
there's
no
way. Bucknell, University of Rhode Island. Get
no.
the fuck out of here.
Bucknell's another fucking Ivy. No, that shouldn't be on
Union
there.
Union College, which is also upstate New York. And then University.
Union College has 2,200 people that go there.
Yeah.
Fuck off with that shit. My high school was 3,500.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you party with 2,200 people.
Number 13 is Wisconsin-Madison.
I agree with that.
Great.
Yes. Now that should be a top 10 school. those fucking people, that is the one university that parties through the cold better than anyone else, and they go hard all year round. I understand University of Wisconsin-Madison, for sure. Vermont's, never heard of it. University of Florida, you bet.
Just Vermont in general?
Yeah, you think of, never heard of Ben and Jerry's, that's about it. Like, sure, sure. We're good on the rest of Vermont at that point. Or going skiing. University of Florida is at 16. Yes, that deserves to be there. Florida State's, no, they went dry, dude. And they lost the Greek system. Get the fuck out of here. 18.
There's no way.
University of Dayton, 8,600. Come on, man. That's too small. No, they don't fucking party. And rounding out their top 20 was UConn, University of Connecticut. I have partied there, and I can say fucking absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's not that fun of a time.
I feel like maybe, because there were a bunch of quote-unquote sponsored ones in this list.
Yeah.
I don't know if that played any role in this, but look, if you can't trust an Ivy League school to tell you as a high school student where the best place to party is, then the only place to go for that information is here.
It is.
So stop listening to these assholes. We're going to start throwing college parties.
Just, yeah. Like, we'll let you know where it's good to go. LSU, we had a blast at.
LSU was great,
that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. Not these. Fuck off.
Penn State was just okay. It's more of an older crowd at Penn State.
It is.
And I think because
you're partying too far away from campus.
Yeah, and the younger people were afraid to show up because they get touched.
Yeah. Well, so,
look.
They clean that up. They clean that up.
It's all done. Solved it.
Last but not least, Barcelona confirms women can swim topless in city pools. Finally.
Yeah. It's like the suffrage movement. We waited so long for this to finally happen.
Yeah.
Women equal to men. I think the next step they need to do is to make this legal on Facebook. You can show a man's nipples, correct, but not a woman's. Yes. I want to see girl nipples.
It's legal on Twitter.
Yeah, well, you can show people jamming stuff up their butt on Twitter.
Yeah. So, Jesse, if you could swim topless anywhere you wanted in the United States, is that something you would want to do?
No, and I'll tell you, the people that are going to do it are not the ones you want to be doing it. And it's just like the nude beaches. You go like, yeah, buddy, and you walk out there, and it's like,
I don't look, I can see naked people anytime I want. It's not about that. It's about fucking
freedom.
That's cool. I don't really want to do it, but I'm sure that there are people that do.
You're right, though.
Probably my, you know.
So the first nude beach I went to, it was all disgusting people that
dudes
I was like,
and old ladies.
Oh yeah.
Just older sucked. People that are more just that's comfortable to them.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's the
like
point
they
I'm
care
making.
Not.
I want to make that comfortable for younger people. And it's not going to happen unless
I'm
we start
sure
to.
Do.
No, I mean, it's because it's stupid. Like, I'm tired of all this puritanical nonsense going on. Like, seeing a woman's tits is, like, going to ruin some kid's life.
Yeah,
like,
I'd love to hang my dong out on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Just because, if you're in this type of heat that we're in right now.
Yeah.
Boom, let's expose it.
And
you know, get a little tan on it.
The other thing is
sunlight on it.
The other
a little
thing
vitamin
is,
D. Go ooh, ahead.
A little, well, you could rub that on there. And I do on a daily basis.
And I do. Before I lay out.
I've read once that women wearing bras less, particularly early in their, when they start growing tits, makes the muscle at the top of the pec stronger and makes their tits less likely to sag as they get older.
There's no way that's true.
Why not?
That doesn't make any sense.
Gravity, Dan.
No, it's not.
No, but it
muscle.
Doesn't.
Science and gravity.
Muscle.
No.
Yeah,
but
more,
you don't.
No. More connective tissue. This is what I read. More connective tissue builds at the top of the breast.
It sounds
from
like,
the pectoral
Dan, you
muscle.
Want girls to stop wearing bras at a young age, and that's creepy.
No.
It's really creepy.
I'm quoting a fucking paper that I read. Fuck
sure
this.
You are. The paper was written by Dan Holloway.
Yeah, exactly.
It was his college thesis.
There's just no way that's true unless they're heavy enough.
Hang on, I'm gonna look
to
this up.
Build the muscle.
You
otherwise,
need a real heavy
the
tit.
Muscle is relaxed or it's not. That's it. If you're lifting something physically with your arm, chest, whatever, it will build it.
Yeah.
But there's no way that just you're hanging boobs.
Okay, stand by.
No.
Nope. Wait.
And there's all kinds of theories on this, Dan. You can throw this out. It'll just be one theory. Because then they're like, you need to wear a sports bra at night. You have to wear.
I heard that.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
and I've heard that,
there's
too.
There's all different. But go ahead,
15-year study by the University of.
By Dan.
By Dan.
Besançon, France. University of Besançon, France. Says that medically, physiologically, anatomically, breasts gain no benefit from being denied gravity. On the contrary, they get saggier with a bra. So it weakens the muscle. It weakens the connective tissue.
No. I've never even heard of this school, and they're not on the party list, so they don't really fucking count to me.
What do they know about titties,
man?
What
are you even talking about, dude?
Man, you don't know about
titties. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it should be somebody, an expert like myself. So if I...
And also, father time, grandmother time, whatever, is going to get you.
Yeah, it'll always get you.
It'll always get you.
Same with dudes, too,
literally
man.
Nothing you
and
can do.
And your ball sack, it's going to get longer.
So this, this university was established in the 15th century. It's older than either one of you. You two fucking losers.
Ah, means nothing.
One of us, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Dan.
We're the same age. Yeah.
We're the same age.
Who's the we in that statement?
Me and Jesse.
No, you're decades.
He likes to be like, we're a couple summers apart. Shut the fuck up.
I think I'm like 2 summers older than
just
you.
Just a couple summers. Uh-huh.
Dan's older than all of us, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm less older.
Grandpa Dan.
He's less older. Children, wait a minute.
For the people at home, yeah. Our children call him Grandpa Dan. So whenever Dan comes over to the house, it's, hey, Grandpa Dan's here.
Grandpa Dan.
Yeah.
It's because of the walker, I think, that I've been using.
It is, yeah. And by the way, that tennis ball, it's at my house that you're missing from the bottom of it. It's still cutting half over those wheels. Should we get to this? There is one more. Jeff Yang.
Yeah.
Yang. This is the last one. I missed it. So he proposed a solution to the gun problem. If you want a gun, you have to enlist in the military reserves for the duration of your gun ownership.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of tongue in cheek, I think. Like he used the phrase a modest proposal for those of you that don't know that didn't go to high school, which is you two at least.
Yeah.
So,
a modest proposal was a letter written by, Jonathan Swift, the guy that wrote Gulliver's Travels, during the potato famine, and he said, here's a modest proposal that can fix all this. You have one kid, and then each subsequent kid you eat, and that way you don't need the potatoes. So it's obviously satire.
Sure.
I don't know what this guy's deal is, because he's totally anti-gun all the time, and he's always making stupid fucking bullshit points. He thinks he's really clever with this. I just think, look, Yang, Oh man, I want to punch this guy in his face so fucking bad.
Well, you
look,
can.
Yang.
You can. Look, Yang.
he's playing on the argument that the Second Amendment says that the point of it, or part of the Second Amendment, is about a quote-unquote well-regulated militia.
Mm-hmm.
The point of that was a state militia, first of all, not a federal one. So you want to fucking require federal service for a constitutional right. No, that's not how it works, dumb.
Ah, look, Yang. Yang, everybody's trying to come up with stupid shit these days, and it's all a bunch of fucking white noise, in my opinion.
It is. So this is.
I don't know if he was being serious or not.
I don't care. I mean, this is a super serious issue, and if you're going to contribute to the public discourse on it, maybe get your fucking foot out of your own mouth, there, guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so stupid. I hate these people. Did they think they're fucking
the
clever?
Asians? Yeah. No, wait. Which one? Okay.
Which
they think they're clever. By I mean fucking liberal satirists.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Oh, I'm fucking telling them to do a little send up here and make everybody look stupid. No, you look stupid, dumb. And I want everybody to go find this guy on Twitter. Jeff Yang is his name. He's a CNN writer. And just light his ass up.
Is a CNN writer?
Yeah, he's fucking completely useless.
The worst. The absolute worst.
Yang.
Yeah. Yang. You know what else? I hate the cartoons in The New Yorker. Random thought, but I just always have.
It's nonsense.
Never laughed at one single one of them.
By the way, DC versus Heller, a lot of you guys know about that.
Oh, yeah.
Made gun ownership an individual right, not a state right, not a federal right, an individual right.
Yeah.
So fuck off.
Fuck off, Yang.
And then it was, upheld in McDonald v. Chicago 2 years later.
You bet it was.
So this is my get fucked of the week.
Yeah.
Yang, get fucked.
Get fucked. Get fucked, Yang.
And if you guys want to go talk shit to him and send me screenshots of it, that'll be super funny.
Go to Jeff Yang's Twitter. I'm sure it's a banger of a place to spend a Saturday night.
Yang.
Look, we're glad you're spending your Thursday night with us. This is the fake news. Thank you, D'Anthony Holloway, Ms. Jesse Wiseman. I'm Ross Patterson.
Get fucked, Jeff Yang.